We've always assumed play and learning are divorced, but they're really not. As opposed to saying learning versus play, we should be saying learning via play. It turns out that when you're building a skyscraper and trying to feel the brace supports, you're learning spatial learning, and you're learning about how physics works. You're becoming an engineer, and you're feeding into STEM disciplines.
So what we do is we actually have the kids play with each of these structures and wobble them around, see which one is strong or which one is sturdy, and then we have them go over into the play area and actually build their own buildings and really find out for themselves how they can build a strong, sturdy building.
Awesome!
Could you tell me why you two are standing there looking as though you're waiting to have things thrown at you?
We're here to celebrate bilingual children and how creative their minds work. And there's a lot of bilingual children who don't think of themselves as the most clever kids on the block. And we're here to illustrate to the parents and to the children that their minds are quite flexible. In fact, more flexible than monolingual children and monolingual adults' brains.
When scientists do their own work, there's a period of creativity that we call pilot studies. And I think most scientists think of that as playing around with the materials, the stimuli, the conditions, and doing it in a way that's less prescribed than the formal scientific test phase. Then when we formally test it with strict scientific methods, of course that's not so playful. We use much more controlled conditions. But there are these phases of creativity where we scientists engage in play as well, and I think when our experiments succeed, we feel that it's a wonderful playground and feel the joy of play that children feel when they're doing their own creative work.
The ultimate golf party today is a wonderful opportunity to recruit different scientists who are actually working in the labs, who have a lot of information in their labs, and they have the opportunity to teach the public what we know, what we've found. And it gives them the opportunity to actually converse and interact with scientists, with parents, and people can learn what's valuable to the community. For example, we actually do know a lot about how babies acquire spoken language, but we're only recently beginning to learn about how babies learn sign language. Deaf children who have different environments. And so we are now sharing our new findings, which are very exciting, with the community at large.
To some people, it would seem odd that you actually have to organize something about the importance of play. Ironic, but speak to that.
Well, a tremendous amount of learning happens at this very early age where kids are playing. And without actually, that's the foundation of learning once they get into school and beyond school. And if we don't understand how that's happening, we don't really understand learning in general.
It's almost like it's a lost opportunity if you don't get the kids early and build that good foundation.
So Simon says hands are up.
Simon says
wave your hands. Stop. Simon says stop. Simon says wave your hands. Simon says put your hands down and go like this. Simon says touch your toes. If you can, reach out. Simon says, when I'm pointing in your direction.
If you look around the park today, one of the things I hope you'll capture with your cameras is that it's not the parents sitting on the sidelines watching the children, it's the parents playing with the children. And in some of the research that I've done, I talk about guided play. And that's where the child's making choices, but there's a good facilitator on the other side helping to draw out the important lessons, images, and constructs that are going on all the time.
He's having so much fun, he doesn't even realize he's learning.
So if we make the connections from the research that we have done for decades, then people will start to see the value of play and will understand that learning is not divorced from play, it's part and parcel.
Here we are in Central Park. It's the ultimate block party. It's about the science and the art of play. Why is the National Science Foundation interested in play?
We're interested in play because it is learning occurs through play. Yeah, and we'd like to raise public awareness about how people learn in all kinds of situations and how important that is to communicate the learning processes that occur in a variety of different activities inside and outside of classrooms.
Okay, now, we're obviously here from the Temple Dynamics of Learning Center. It's one of six NSF-funded Science of Learning Centers. They're all represented here, right?
Right, and the NSF made major investments about the science of learning through the creation of the Science of Learning Centers program. And it is these kinds of efforts to communicate the findings from the research to the public and to other stakeholders that are also vitally important to the mission of the program. So we're very happy that the researchers, the students, and postdoctoral fellows affiliated with all these centers are here to help disseminate research findings and communicate the science to the public.
This is certainly a little bit different from being in a lab.
Yes, definitely. But the information has to get out of the lab to the public. And this is an enormous, a very bold idea, I think, on the part of many of the people who are involved to try and do this in a very different way and on a large scale like this.